Hey folks, Steve here, Dice Roll Z, AgriCast. Today I want to talk about referee screens. Do you use them? I don't. I used to. I actually still have quite the fetish for referee screens. I think I've got every single referee screen that's DM screen or whatever you want to call them that's been put out for the various editions of Dungeons & Dragons. And I've got a screen for pretty much every other game system that I've played over the course of my gaming lifetime. But I haven't actually used one at the table in probably over a decade. I just don't find that I have any use for it at the table. I find it gets in the way. I don't want to say I've grown out of them or anything silly like that, but I just don't find that I need them anymore. I mean, I use I print out game stats or reference tables, I should say, not really game stats, but reference tables and all of that kind of stuff on letter-sized paper, and then I get that laminated, and that serves as my referee screen. And there's no wall or barrier, I guess you could say, there between me and the players. And it allows me to let the dice roll where they may. I mean, on the table. No hiding behind the dice behind the screen. Nothing like that. So players, you know, see the dice as they roll. And, you know, player proceeds accordingly. So I'm just wondering what people think about that. I mean, especially now these days with so many games being played online. Do you even use a referee screen? I mean, you've got, you know, just open various files, PDFs, whatever, and there you go. You got your reference material, right? So I'm just curious what people think about that. I don't really use a referee screen anymore. I still like them, though. I still like getting them. I don't really understand why. Maybe it's a nostalgia thing. It tugs at my heartstrings. I mean, my first screen was, you know, the classic AD&D screen, the two screens, you know, from first edition. It's like, that was an awesome screen. But actually, I think one of my favorite referee screens, believe it or not, is actually from fourth edition, because they kind of went to like the landscape format, I think, for the first time in fourth edition. At least Wizards of the Coast did, TSR, whatever you want to call them. And there wasn't a whole lot of, you know, pictures and stuff like that, as I recall, on the inside of that screen. It's just all charts and tables and useful stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's funny, I hate 4th edition with a passion, but I love the referee screen. And the artwork on the player's facing side was just fucking cool, too, but, yeah, so referee screens, do you use them? Do you like them? Do you absolutely use it when you're at the tabletop? You know, to keep your notes behind it or hide dice rolls from the players or whatever it is, you know, that you like to use it for. Like I said, I haven't used one in well over a decade. I roll everything on the tabletop. The players can see everything. I'm not saying that's the right way to do it or using the screen's wrong or anything silly like that, but what do you guys think? Do you guys use screens? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Let me know. Cheers. Talk to you later.
Hey, Steve. It's Matt. I haven't used a DM screen probably since late 80s, early 90s. That probably is more a result of me moving to digital gaming. I switched over to digital gaming way back in the days of Merc. If you know what that is, the IRC channels, back in late 1999 or something, I think it was 99, 2000 when I was in Korea. So I haven't used a DM screen in ages, and all of my gaming is online nowadays, but I have ran a few games face to face, and even then I didn't use a screen. So I don't know if that's just a side effect of getting older or just a sign of changing times.
Hey Steve, this is Tim Short from Gothic Manor. still in the bookstore here, or coffee shop and everything, and just listen to your most recent podcast. And I would say overall, no, I don't use them. They get in my way. I don't like that barrier between me and the players. And that's if I'm playing in person, which isn't rare. I mean, online, then of course, you know, not so much. The only time I kind of use them, I don't really use them as a screen so much as maybe to hang my map on so I can see it easier and, you know, refer to it as the players go in if I have a map like that. And then as for like the rules in front of players or whatever, I have my own ways of doing that. I have like players maybe roll ahead of time for searches and everything. So, but all right, I'm out. My minute's up.
Hey, Steve, Jason Hobbs with Random Screen here. Hey, first off, why is Tim Schwartz's so quiet? Is he in a library or a coffee shop? Jesus. Second, screens. When I'm playing online games, I actually usually put my screen up, but then I can never see it anyway because I'm so goddamn old I can't see past my monitors to tell what the hell's going on. In con games, I actually see way more screens than you probably would in a normal face-to-face game, and that's because space is a premium a lot of times, especially like if you're at one of those round tables. People use those screens just to stash their stuff. I'm usually standing anyway or leaning on a chair or something. Sometimes I'll be running stuff off my phone. Sometimes my laptop's there. At home, a lot of times now I lay it flat on the table and then just leaf through it looking for the proper spot. So there you go, brother. Be good.